Bennett.net. If you're going to rent it from Bennett. I love the fact, get it repaired, used, new, they've got it. I need a big old backhoe, big old front-loading excavator with a... You know, we do this all the time here. What's a telehandler? No idea. But I know if I needed one, I'd call Bennett Equipment. All right, Hugh Freeze out at Ole Miss. O.J. Simpson out of prison. Not till October, but. And Roy McIlroy out of the British Open jail. Let me give you an update. If you notice this, people say, you talk golf too much. We haven't said one word about golf. Matt Kuchar is your leader right now, 5 under par on the golf course through 13 holes, even on the day. Jordan Spieth goes later this afternoon, as is Brooks Koepka. How come nobody says Matt Kuchar, Brooks Koepka are like Americans? Go America, yay America. Like Spieth's the only American playing. Bubba Watts is 2 under on the day, 4 under through the tournament, on the tournament through 6 holes. Kent Buehler, I don't know who he is, 3 under par through 4 holes. Poulter and Justin Thomas go off later. Rory McIlroy was 5 over through 6 holes yesterday. He's 7 under in his last 16 holes. He's 2 under par through 8 holes today. So is Charles Schwartzel's 2 under through 8. Cut right now looks like, it looks like 2 over right now is in. No, 3 over is now in, 4 over is out. The weather will get worse. Phil Mickelson, 5 over. He triple bogeyed his 4th hole of the day. Got to hustle in order to make it to this weekend. Patrick Reed, your guy, Patrick Reed, 6 over. He needs to stay over there. Tommy Fleetwood, I told you that wouldn't work out for him. Too much pressure on himself. Can't have all the pressure he had on himself. A lot of guys that were playing really well that were among the favorites just hadn't done anything. Bill Haas, 9 over. Set 71-78, packing the bags, coming home. So, British Open weather will become... Dustin Johnson, by the way, 3 over, barely on the cut line right now. But watch the weather. Watch it get crazy coming up.
They pay for their own flights over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, most of them have their own private jet systems. Not jets. Some of them have their own jets, but their own... like Mickelson has his own jet. Roy does it. But they do these net jets and wheels up, and they do those things. The idea of flying commercial, though, oh, no, not anymore.
The Uber for rich people?
Yeah. What's crazy is, like, in America now, like, we hate rich people. They don't pay their fair share, man. Like, if you're successful, the American dream's to make it. Until you make it, then we hate you. Unless you're Jordan Spieth. And then we love him because he's the only American playing.
Dude, Bubba Watson's just awful.
Bubba Watson's in great shape right now.
I hate Bubba Watson, too.
He's an American, man.
Hey, Bubba.
You hate the country.
I hate Bubba.
You hate America.
If hating Bubba means I hate America, then I guess that's what it is.
Commie.
I hate Bubba.
Socialist commie.
Bubba's the worst.
Bubba's 400 par.
It's stupid colored one balls. Shot back.
You don't understand, man. He's an American.
His dumb swing.
Why do you hate our country? Bubba's not a good guy, by the way.
We all know that.
654-ROAR, 654-7627.
Those are some tweets.
Well, you're not saying it right. If you want them, you got to tell me what you got and over there with the temperature
just
of them.
Some thoughts. Just a couple thoughts here, you know? A little ketchup, maybe some mustard. I don't know. Whatever you like.
You never put mustard on tots. You?
What do you put on tots?
Ketchup.
Just some ketchup, huh?
Yeah. A little mayonnaise on it. No. Just kidding.
I'm not getting into the condiment discussion with you again this morning. Just don't have it in me.
How about the guy that ate like 8 32-ounce bowls of mayonnaise in 8 minutes?
That's just gross.
Worse than the butter, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the texture's bad.
Tots, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. David said, listen to Mickey Pollard pronounce some of these equipments hilarious. But yes, Bennett Equipment is great, and that's all that matters. I do, by the way, you know, some of that is kind of a little bit of a bit. Like, I kind of know a little more than I let on to know.
You don't know what a telelift is.
No!
You had no idea.
No! Telehandler, I have no idea.
You had zero clue.
No, none. None. But you get the point.
Trying to save a little bit of the manhood there.
It's a bit. No. Some of it is like, I'm totally clueless. It's like the word, what's the word I always use that's wrong, but I use it anyway?
Yeah. There's a you have to be more specific.
No, come on, man. There's one out there. Oh, irregardless. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Love using that one. Skip says, how soon before Ole Miss calls Jim Grobe to rehab their image like Baylor? Won't happen. T-Rig says, just getting in a truck to go to work. How about old Hugh Freeze? Escorts are fun. Or Hugh Escorts are fun, Freeze. You know, eventually we all pay our karmic debts.
Got to pay the piper.
Yeah.
Always got to pay him.
I don't know what that means.
You know what it means.
I know what it means, but like, I don't know like what it means.
The origin of the phrase?
Yeah.
I'd be happy to do some research for you.
That's not that important. We'll just keep saying it. It is the karmic debt that has to be paid, man. Like the guy, you knew he's a scumbag. You made a great point a while ago off the air, and it was something that I talked about 2 weeks ago. When someone you know is a bad person, but they cover it up with religious talk, you feel bad for talking about it because you're religious, like you believe in God, like you want to go to heaven. And so you can't really say anything bad about people because that play the religious cards because you're going, you sound like a jerk when you say it. But in the end, you like you know the guy was a bad guy and the guy was using that
to hide.
To hide.
That's absolutely what
right.
he was doing.
And so you point it out. It doesn't make you a bad guy. It doesn't mean you don't believe in it. It doesn't mean that you're wrong. But it you like you feel bad about it. But all this stuff about true character will be revealed. Did you see all of his press conferences that were put together, the montage?
I was having a field day retweeting and favoriting last night.
The hypocrisy.
Talk about integrity at the media day.
Yes. Can you find that clip for me? Can we play that on the air?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, let me be clear about some other things, too. We all make mistakes. Some of us make bigger mistakes than others, right? Some of us drive 57 and a 55. Some of us drive 95 and a 55. Some of us drive 57 and 55. Some of us kidnap and rape and murder and steal and lie and cheat and all that kind of stuff. But we all make mistakes. So I don't want to play that card. And the other thing is I truly hate it when people lose their job. Wives, kids. I hate to see all that. At the same time, for those that got to the top, I watched a special last night. Oh, by the way, I watched Manchester United beat Manchester City last night. City. So glory, glory, Man United.
No,
I watched the first half. I watched it was 2-0, and then I said, that's it.
It was a good game.
Yeah. Still don't know what that cup is that they're playing for, that fake cup they make up. But in the Derby yesterday. But did you see the George Best special before? George Best is a good example of this, man. Like, he was this great player and at times had this good guy thing going to him, but you can't drink in excess the way this guy drank and not eventually have to pay that debt. And so he died at 59 years old or whatever. Hugh Freeze was on top of the world, signing everybody in the SEC and winning 10, you know, not always winning, but won 10 games at Ole Miss once and beat Alabama and had it all going. But in the end, you know.
I have the quote I can read to you.
Hold on. Texture said so judgy. You know what? Yeah, I'm judging Hugh Freeze. Good. Judge me for judging Hugh Freeze. I love that one. You got the quote?
I have it, yeah.
Let's hear it.
Integrity. This is a Hugh Freeze quote. Integrity. I really had to rethink my deal on integrity because of what I've learned through the situations we've gone through. Integrity is not always doing the right thing, but it is when something is done that is not right, you acknowledge it, you own it, and you move on from it. Make the necessary steps that you have to correct it. Which is what I think our administration has done throughout the difficulty of the NCAA investigation that we've caused. To be clear, that's the end of the quote. So to be clear, he wants to acknowledge it and then own it and then move on from it. Has he done any of that
so far with this
escort service?
No, what he's saying is, I missed out the number. What Ole Miss is saying is, it is a pattern. What are the odds? What are the odds that he accidentally just misdialed the number, the amount of times that it's going to come out? He says it was an 813 area code and it was a 313 number. I think I might have misdialed it. I don't have any regulation. I don't think I had a conversation. Eight, there's nothing to it.
7-5-3-0-9
He goes, we initially, now the athletic director says this, or the president, yeah, the athletic director says this. We initially attributed this call to a misdialed number. As a part of our core values in running the athletic program, we have an obligation to do the right thing. So we proactively looked into the rest of the phone records. In our analysis, we discovered a pattern of conduct that is not consistent with our expectations of leading our football program. Yesterday, that appeared to be a concerning pattern. He just accidentally had a pattern of misdialing the wrong number to escort services. Just, what are the odds, man? He just, you know what? George Best just accidentally, that bottle just accidentally hit his mouth with the booze in it. Just, the I don't know how I just happened to fall on that line of cocaine. It just happened to go up my nose when I fell down. I just accidentally just stole that money. It just happened to fall into my wallet. When I demanded it. What are the poor few freeze, huh? Even then, man, like the guy yesterday, he said, this will come out and I'll be exonerated from all this. That's crazy. Still denying it. Man, you got caught. Just like fess up.
Deny until you die.
Yeah.
Snitches get stitches.
The chancellor said, quote, this is a sad day for the University of Mississippi. Coach Freeze resigned this afternoon after confirming to Ross and me a pattern of personal misconduct inconsistent with the standards we expect from our leaders.
Why would he deny? Are we sure he's denying or is that a fake story?
He denied it last night.
So why would he resign then if there's nothing to do?
He knows, man. He knows. He knows.
This makes no sense.
You ever notice, like, they... who was the gangster that got caught for tax evasion? What was it called? Oh, Al Capone. Al Capone. This is Al Capone, right? Like, we didn't know that it'd be tax evasion that took Al Capone down. We didn't know it'd be escort services that took down Hugh Freeze. You could have got him for 100 other things. But it just happened to be escort service. This is the Al Capone, the way it worked out. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're doing, man. You've got a karmic debt that you will pay, and Hugh Freeze paid it. I am shocked that Ole Miss didn't fire him before. I am shocked that they stood by him wanting him to be the face of the program before. I would be embarrassed that this is what it took to fire him because you knew he was doing other stuff before. Blame it on Houston, not blame it on everybody else. But the bottom line is this, Ole Miss. And hear me out. Let me be very clear about this. Ole Miss is a better university today. The athletic department's a better department today. There are people who can look themselves in the eye today and say, now we rebuild. We're going to do it with character. We're going to do it with clean people who are going to do it the right way. There's a ton of very, very talented football coaches out there that can and will do it the right way. You know what? You're probably not going to win 10 games anymore. You're probably not. But you can go 7-5 and look yourself in the mirror and go, at least we've got some dignity about ourselves. At least we can look ourselves in the eye and know that we're doing it the right way. At least we know that Laramie Tunzel's not walking through the door, but at least we know he's not walking the door because we did it the wrong way. That Treadwell's not walking through the door, but whoever walks through the door will walk through the door the right way with pride and dignity, and we're going to represent ourselves until some rogue booster says, that's it, I'm tired of it, and we're going on probation again.
This is still going to hurt for a while. Because you still have you're looking down the barrel of whatever the NCAA has coming your way.
But you know what? I mean, even in that.
Yeah.
Even in that.
And you're going to be associated with this.
Do your time. You did it. You did it. Just do your time. That's what you got. You got into it yourself. Just do your time. And then say, all right, that's fine. We're going to rehabilitate ourselves. We're going to come out of this. At least this is behind us now. This is the perfect addition by subtraction. You watch Goodfellas?
every time it's on TV.
Every day.
You can't go past
You mean every weekend you watch it, right?
Exactly.
You know, Henry Hill and the guy, like, it was going to fall. And when it crashes, I told you this, and I told you this last football season, when it crashes, mm-hmm. it just crashes harder, right?
Mm-hmm.
You knew it was coming down. Because you're not going to be able to fool all the people all the time.
Where's my money?
Get the money. Mari's wigs.
Just can't even get any decent gravy around here.
What does he want from me? I don't know anything about restaurant business. I don't know how to order the food. What does he want from me? I don't know what does he want. What does he want from me? But didn't you know, like, that was it?
Yeah.
Didn't you know, like, when... There's certain good people that when they crash out, it's like, well, they're not falling off from that high up, and it's not going to be that bad of a crash. In this case, man, it's like you're just...
This one's going to hurt.
Oh, it's going to hurt.
This one's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt.
Oh, Hugh.
If I'm an Ole Miss fan today, first of all, if I'm an Ole Miss fan, you're in denial a little bit about the 10-win stuff. You're a little in denial. But we have a beautiful place. It's the Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen our co-eds? It's beautiful here. This is like a little heaven. And I'd want to believe that. Right?
Sure.
But in the end, I would know... Nah.
I don't know. I know one girl from my area in New Jersey that went to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I get the co-ed conversation. I get it. Yeah.
How disrespectful.
I get it.
Man, I hope Chris is not listening right now.
Why is that a problem?
This is disrespectful.
It's not.
Yeah.
No.
All right, but the point is, like, if you're Ole Miss, if I'm an Ole Miss fan today, I can look myself in the mirror and go, whew, I feel cleaner today. Like, I feel like, okay, I'm going to go through. It's going to be about a bad 5 years. We're going to lose a bunch of football games.
That hurts.
It does. But let me tell you, Zach. Losing football games is not the worst thing in the world that can happen to you.
If you're a college football fan, it is.
No.
Pretty much.
No. Losing football games doesn't hurt near as bad as winning football games knowing you're doing it the wrong way. And in the end, I knew it, you knew it, the American people knew it, and Ole Miss knew it. They knew it was going down the wrong way. And so today, Ole Miss feels clean. Ole Miss feels like, all right, here's where we are. Now we get back to it. Today. Got to take a short break. We'll come back. CantyCanFixIt.com. Hey, folks, if you've got foundation issues or if you don't even know if you have foundation issues, let them come in and tell you what issues you have. Trained professional services. Trained professionals come in there with the great products, great services. They take care of your nightmare in case you don't want to lose your home. You don't want to lose your building at work. You don't want to lose the most valuable things you have as far as money goes. You don't want to lose that big investment. So let the great friends at Canty Foundation take care of it for you. No obligation phone call. Let them give you a free estimate. To find out more about what they do and how they do it, it's Canty Foundation or CantyCanFixIt.com. CANTEY. CantyCanFixIt.com. The name says it all. You can remember that. Let them come in and see. Be a little proactive in this thing and see if you do have issues. Take a break. We'll come back. One more open phone line segment. Legends Friday. Woody McCurvey is going to join us at 7:45. We've got a lot to do in the next segment. More right after this.
Palmetto Paints is now open at 802A South Batesville Road at Thornblade Commons. Put their 32 years of experience to work for you. Whether you're a contractor or do-it-yourselfer, Palmetto Paints has the advice and products to master any painting project. Need accessories or custom color match? Palmetto Paints can recommend the right tools and match your colors. They will even come to your job site and offer helpful advice. Call Palmetto Paints at 469-7358 or stop by at Thornblade Commons across from Zaxby's.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their summer special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
At Spectrum Business, the best business services keep getting better. What does that mean for you? It means your business gets faster internet, more advanced voice, and over 99.9% network reliability. It also means no added taxes or fees, and no contracts, ever. Because at Spectrum Business, we believe in earning your business every day. Just call 866-200-6171 to get our new faster internet speeds, up to 100 megabits per second for only $44.99 a month. And that's not all. You can also add advanced business voice with unlimited long distance and over 30 calling features, all for just $29.99 a month. It's all part of our commitment to redefining what a cable company can be. Call 866-200-6171 today and switch to Spectrum Business to get the best value for your business with new faster internet and advanced voice. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. All in a clean, organized lot. Right now, sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Get alerts when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more, or visit us today and save big. LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-989-4100. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-989-4100. That's 1-800-989-4100.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I want everybody to see this.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Reed's Jewelers, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. It is almost football season. You need to do something nice for your wife before football season because you're going to be a gone man and she's going to be a football widow. So why not go with our great friends at Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. I love Reed's Jewelers. I love everything about Reed's Jewelers, including the awesome customer service end of it. Get in touch with Reed's Jewelers. 7 days a week, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. You want great jewelry, you want watches, whatever you need. It's our great friends at Reed's Jewelers. Mississippi Ben, this is interesting because I want to hear from him. I love Mississippi Ben, by the way. Writes in. Supposedly, the university is still supporting Hugh Freeze when it comes to the issue of NCAA compliance. I'm afraid this goes way deeper than Hugh Freeze. The Mississippi State Ethics Board was demanded to unredact the NOA. That's the NOA is the what is that thing? What does that stand for? Help me out. I can't think of it right now. Anyway. The Mississippi State Athletic Board was demanded to unredact that. I know what that means. It means put the names back in there. The reason is to uncover the identity of the boosters named in the investigation. I wouldn't be surprised if the pattern of misconduct was a plan to protect a wealthy and important booster or famous alum. I think they might have paid Freeze so much money to take the fall when they knew it was coming. I'm just hoping to avoid the death penalty. Mediocrity, here we come. See, this is why I love Mississippi Ben. He gets it. He is a man of integrity himself, I think, because he understands it's bigger than that. And you know what? If a Boucher's got to go, he's got to go. Freeze got to go. President, athletic director, board of trustees, whatever, they got to go. Because in the end, Ole Miss was here before them. They'll be here after them. You're not bigger than the institution. Not bigger. Yeah, it was great to win some football games. That's great. Mediocrity is not as bad as cheating. So lose some games. Notice of allegations, by the way. In a way, notice of allegations. I knew that was it. Lose some games. Fine. Losing the football. There's no shame in losing football games. If throw whoever's got to be thrown under the bus, rightfully so. Look, man, if you do the crime, do the time. That's it. But now rebuild. I know this because I know some people who went there. I know some people who are involved there. I know some people who work there. It's a great place. Hire great people and do it the right way and hold yourself high, hold your head high, and take pride in who you are, not in the outcome of a football game, but take pride in doing it the right way. So what if Alabama beats you in football? At least you've got your dignity. What's that worth? What's it worth beating Alabama in a football game? But knowing you did it the wrong way.
What about beating them twice?
It's fine. Beat them 100 times. But if you beat them the wrong way, what's it worth? You hadn't won anything. I'll ask you this, Zach. Did they really beat Alabama in football? Did they? And the answer is no. Because it's tainted. And it will be, I don't know if the NCAA will do this and make them take the games away. Yeah, like Sergeant Parsons and Easley says, well, the NCAA will take the wins away anyway. They'll have to void those wins out. It's not worth it, man. It's just not worth it. Do it with class and respect and dignity and treat people the right way and graduate some kids and send them on. They were doing some of that stuff anyway. There's some good people who came out of that program. Not everybody's bad at Ole Miss. But what happens is you get caught in it. What's the American, what's the movie with the ab scam stuff with Bradley Cooper? You know, you fall in love with the money, man. You start scamming people out of their money. You fall in love with it. You fall in love with the lifestyle. You fall in love with it. And all of a sudden, now you're a bad person doing bad things. I'd rather be poor. Being poor and having some pride about yourself is better than being rich, stealing people's money, and screwing people out of money. 654 Roar. Got a bunch to do. Woody McCorvey on Legends Friday is going to join us next. My good friend, Fear the Turtle. What's happening, man? It's a Friday. You're in a great mood, right?
Yeah, whatever, Mick. Good try.
Uh-oh. We got you. Are you in a bad cell? Oh, man, he's in a bad cell. I got to put him in a bad cell. What is he? Is he Darth Vader? See if you can get him on a better cell over there, Zach. Sounded like he was Darth Vader in it for me or something. Getting beat 100-0 in a football game is bad. Winning 100-0 cheating's worse. And knowing it. Every time I saw an Ole Miss fan, an Ole Miss t-shirt, an Ole Miss whatever, Ole Miss hat, whatever, I'm like I kind of feel bad for you. Like, you knew what you were doing. Like, you, it's tainted. You knew it. It's like when you walk around town and you know somebody's screwing somebody out of some money, like to run some scam on some people. Like, you see these people. There's a couple people here in town to this day that I know that didn't do it the right way. American Hustle's that movie.
Give him a minute here.
Okay.
Let him drive.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know some people. Your hometown, right? The guy's rich, but he's screwing people out of money. And he knows he's screwing people out of money. And the people in the community know he's screwing people out of money. I'd rather be poor. And do it the right way and have, you know, hey, man, he's a pretty good guy. He's poor, but he's a pretty good guy.
I understand.
That's what Ole Miss was. Ole Miss is the rich guy that's screwing everybody out of money in your hometown. That everybody in the community knows it. It's like this bad guy. True story, man, all right? True story. have someone that I know from my old hometown right now. And like their family's falling on these really, really, really hard times. And like almost everything in the world is going on is bad. Like they've got like 10 things that are going on simultaneously right now in their family. And I'm talking to a really, really good friend of mine. And they're saying, man, don't you feel bad for these people? This, and this happened. I was like, what, are you kidding me? Like, I do have compassion for good people that bad things happen to. I said, but let's just be honest about it. It's a karmic debt, man. They mistreated people forever. They talk bad about people. They're racist. They've done these bad things, and they stepped on people, and they were arrogant about it for years. And now I'm supposed to feel sorry for them because all these things, and some of the stuff that they don't deserve. I get that. But everybody in our hometown knew it. Everybody knew they treated people like crap. They thought they were better than you. And so now you got to pay it at once. There's kids involved. That's not great. But you know that. I feel bad for the wife. I feel bad for the daughters. But I kind of knew it. Can you see if Fear the Turtle's better yet? While we do that, let me give you our golf report, our Palmetto golf report. Eventually the weather's going to get bad, I think, but I hadn't seen it too bad yet. And the scores are going to start going a little bit higher. Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Here's the bottom line at Palmetto Dunes. Right now, you're going to see this end of the summer kind of push, get one more weekend in there, get one more long weekend. But don't think about that. Start thinking about Labor Day weekend. Start thinking about the fall, too. Make plans now. Make plans and save money. The farther out advance you can book it, the better you're going to be. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Oceanfront Resort, beautiful Oceanfront Resort, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. It's our great friends at Palmetto Dunes. The Open Championship right now locally, I can tell you, Dustin Johnson, 3-over par, tied for 67th. Kevin Kisner, Kyle Stanley, Wesley Bryan, 4-over, tied for 81st. They've got to hustle to make the cut. William McGirt and Bill Haas going to miss the cut. They're 9-over. Great news, though, over here in the States, we've got the Barbasol Championship. These are guys that didn't make it. They're down in Auburn and Opelika, Alabama. They got canceled yesterday postponed due to darkness for some rounds. Right now, though, Richie Wawrinski's tied for 4th. Jonathan Birch tied for 9th with Sam Saunders. Ben Martin tied for 24th. DJ Trahan, Tommy Gainey, Brenda DeYoung need to play a little better right now. But another top, Jonathan Bird trying to get back in this thing. Top 9, great stuff. That's our Palmetto Golf Report by our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Beautiful Oceanfront Resort, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Take care of it. Think about the fall golf trips now. Make your accommodations now. Save some money. I got a good friend of mine going down. Want to know, could I go to the Louisville weekend? I couldn't go, but you can still go for Louisville and any of those road games. You'll love it. PalmettoDunes.com. Let's try Fear the Turtle back again. Did you get out of the Darth Vader zone?
Yeah, gentlemen, sorry about that.
Oh, man, doggone it. You're back in it again. I don't know what happened there. This is Maryland phone calls. Wish we'd get it in there. All we're hearing is, it sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher. Sorry. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. Woody McCorvey is going to join us on our Legends Friday. What are you laughing at over there?
I'll tell you off air. It's not good.
It's not?
It's not good.
Is it bad for me and you?
It's bad for me.
Bad for you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not good.
Good for you. Karmic debt, brother.
It's not good.
Karmic debt.
It's not good, fellas.
Hey, you freeze.
It's not good.
How you doing over there, you freeze?
Oh, no.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. Hey, you going to drown your sorrows tonight? Is it going
to
be
I have to.
Take a break. We'll come back. Woody McCormick's going to join us. It's the Mickey Plow Show. We are 105.5 The Roar.
The countdown is on. 42 days to Clemson Tiger football.
O'Neal in and running back and off to Dungy's left-hand side. And they'll fake it to Neal. Throw it downfield. It's picked off at the 32-yard line. Ryan Carter with it. Crossing the 25-20. And Carter all the way down to the 15-yard line.
Every thrilling minute on the flagship station for Clemson football. WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their summer special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch, go Tigers.
If it needs doing, Coyote Tractors and Steck Equipment in Anderson will get it done. Through September 30th, purchase a qualifying Coyote Tractor or Coyote Tractor with Implements package and receive up to $6,300 in rebates. Steck Equipment in Anderson sells Coyote Tractors and UTVs. They're both industry leaders for your outdoor maintenance projects. Run ahead of the pack. Coyote Tractors and UTVs from Steck Equipment. 405 McGee Road, Anderson. 225-5666. See dealer for details.
When I heard the Senior League World Series is happening next week in Easley, I pictured a bunch of geriatrics rounding the bases with walkers. That would be a blast, but the real thing is more exciting. The Senior League World Series is the best 13 to 16-year-old baseball players worldwide coming to battle for the title. Teams from Australia, Canada, America, Europe, Asia, Latin America, and Africa. Winner takes all. For tickets, go to slbws.org. And don't miss FanFest Friday, July 28th in downtown Easley.
Tiger Express Car Wash in Clemson on Highway 123 gets your vehicle clean and dry in about 3 minutes. Tiger Express Car Wash is an extreme, high-sensory car wash experience with a jungle theme that kids love. Tiger Express offers monthly packages and a 24-hour rain guarantee. Tiger Express Car Wash in Clemson always has free vacuums and microfiber towels for your convenience. Visit Tiger Express Car Wash on the web or like us on Facebook. Tiger Express, next to the Pizza Hut in Clemson.
One of college football's greatest traditions happens at every Clemson home game. The players run down the hill and into the valley, everyone rubbing Howard's Rock to the excitement of Clemson fans everywhere. What you wouldn't know is that Howard's Rock has its own security system from Blue Ridge Security Solutions. The Rock is worth protecting, and these are the same people that protect my home, too. I'm Dabo Sweeney from Blue Ridge Security Solutions.
BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Serious security. 888-407-SAFE.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve, and the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
When you hear someone talk about the best meal they've had, you know you just have to try it out. Then listen up, because you're going to love the food at the Butcher's Block on North Main and Anderson, Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 3. Check out the Meat in 3 deal. Just $7.99 gets you a full-flavored local meat choice, 3 farm-to-table veggies, biscuit or cornbread, dessert and drink, only $7.99. And it's so good, you'll want to come back every day. From the grill of the Butcher's Block, you'll find burgers of all kinds. Beef, salmon, chicken, or their awesome crab cake sandwich or fish of the day sandwich. Maybe deli style is more your style. Cubans, Philly cheese, Reubens, French dips, Dagwoods, and more. Serve fresh till 6 p.m. Tuesday through Friday until 4 p.m. on Saturday. When the ingredients you use are the freshest possible, the difference is amazing. Check out the amazing meals at the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. You'll be talking about the best meal you ever had.
Sports talk done right, live and local. It wouldn't be the same without you. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us on a Legends Friday. We go to a man I've tried to learn so much from. I still learn. Every single time I talk to him, I learn something from the wisdom of Woody McCorvey. Good morning, Coach McCorvey. How you doing this morning?
Good morning to you, Mickey. How you doing?
Fantastic. I started this thing, man. I love Fridays because we do this Legends Friday. I've got Steve Fuller and Rodney Williams and Ray Williams and got all these great legends on. I appreciate you being a part of it. And I've got 1,000 questions for you in only 15 minutes. Let's do it. Coach, it's one thing I've never asked you. How in the world did you get here in 1983? Walk me through the hiring process and how in the world you got here the first time around back in 83.
I was a coach in that Alabama A&M, and Coach Floyd was looking to hire, at that time, a tight end coach, and I had several teammates that was on Pat Dye's staff, and I used to go down to Auburn quite a bit. John Chavis and I decided at Texas A&M. Now, we used to go down there in the spring to watch them in spring practice, and Coach Ford called Coach Dye and asked him if he knew anybody that could be a tight end coach, and just by me going down there, I mean, he gave him my name, and I got a call from him one day and came up here, and then it all happened. That's how I got here.
And spent some great years. You talk about some of the glory years of Clemson football from 83 to 89. I hope I have time at the end to ask you this, but I've never asked you this either. You come back, and now in a different role, but talk to me about the sales pitch. You're out of it a little bit. Think about getting back into it with Dabo and a guy that you coached and coming back here to Clemson. And tell me about your wife and your kids and how this thing worked out where you come back to Clemson. To walk us through that process.
I was at Mississippi State offensive coordinator, and at the end of the year, our whole staff was released. Sylvester Kroon was the head coach there. But when Dabo got to be the interim coach, I mean, he and I talked all the time, but after he got to be the interim coach, we were talking two or three times probably a day, but mainly at night. And he was running some things by me. So at the end of the season, Mickey, my last year there, I had a bout with kidney cancer. 2 weeks prior to the season starting, I had a bout with kidney cancer, and I had to take my right kidney out. Didn't miss a game, went through the whole season, called every play. But at the end of the year, I was just kind of crashed, and especially after we had been released. And Dabo talked to me about coming back up here. But I knew the situation that I was in at the time, I needed some time away, probably a year, to get myself back together and see from a physical standpoint and see if I wanted to coach again. He convinced me to come back here in the position that I'm in now. First year, it was tough. It was tough because I had been on the field as a coach for 38 years, and it was really tough coming out here to practice every day, not having a position, not going to position meetings and having your own players and all. And I considered getting back in. I had a chance to go to LSU at the end of that season, but I decided to stay here. It probably was the best decision that I ever made to stay and doing what I'm doing now.
And doing what you're doing now, you're doing very, very good at it. But it was an adjustment for you. I know we talk about that guys in different roles. One thing I've asked you about before, and I know this, I think I know this answer, but health-wise now, it appears to be you've done the right things and got the right help and everything, but everything, you feel good? Everything good with you now?
Feel good. You know, been 2008, and at that time I was going back every 6 months for checkups, and then they took me to a year. And I got a physical at the end of this month. So everything is going good.
Great. That's awesome to hear. A couple of national championships. You go to Alabama. You coach with Gene Stallings. You guys win it all in 92 in one of the greatest teams of 13-0 and one of the greatest games ever in the 93 Sugar Bowl. Give me some memories of Coach Stallings, what you'd learned from him and that first national championship for you in 1992.
Oh, the biggest thing was organization. I mean, he had been in the NFL for 17 years. As an assistant and a head coach, and had worked with guys like Coach Bryant, and then on the other guy he had worked for was Tom Landry. But Tom Landry was big on goals and setting up quality control and all, and Coach Stallings had really picked up on that. And when we got to Alabama, I mean, that was something that was new to me, not the goal part, but really having things that that you wanted to be able to do and achieve, and having a philosophy. And, you know, real quick, our philosophy on offense was to score, kick at a score, move it. So when you punt it, they got to go 80 to score. And we live by that. And, you know, it was a lot of little things like that that he really helped me with. And I stayed there with him. Eventually, you know, he promoted me to assistant head coach. And then before I left there, I was able to coach the quarterbacks and be the offensive coordinator.
You move to Tennessee later, and you have great success there under Philip Fulmer. Give me some memories of a great staff, some great years, and things you might have learned under Coach Fulmer.
Well, Philip was just a driven guy when it came to recruiting. I mean, he and Coach Ford were very similar when it came to that, because they knew if they had good personnel that you really had a good chance to win. But he, you know, every day when he walked up and down the hall, I mean, it was like a little tune with him. He always would say, recruit, recruit, recruit. I mean, he just kept it on everybody's mind, all the coaches and everybody that worked in the building. But a very driven guy. Had a big philosophy on offense. He was more of an offensive guy than he was defensive. He always had strong defensive coordinators, but really believed in a sound kicking game. And the time that I was there with him, the 5 years, we always had a good punter. We always had a good kicker because he felt like if we could get started off that way, we had a chance to really be successful with the type of offensive players and defensive players that we had.
You had a chance to coach with Sylvester Crimes. I know a guy that you knew, and breaking the color barrier in the SEC and taking over an awful program and turning around and getting to a bowl win. Tell us about Coach Crimes, what you learned from him, and a really cool experience at Mississippi State, the offensive coordinator, and getting these guys to a bowl win.
You know, knew him before I went there, and, you know, he turned that job down twice, and he kept calling me, asking me, you know, when they were going to go back and talk to him for the third time. He said, I will take it, but, you know, I need you to go with me. And I made the decision to go. I knew it was going to be a tough situation because I had been in the league 14 years at the time, and I knew it was going to be a very, very tough situation. And, you know, by being at Tennessee, 2001, we had a chance to play for an all-loss to LSU in the SEC championship game. If not, we would play Miami for the national championship out in the Rose Bowl. But decided to go down there. First 3 years were really, really tough. Was a lot of pressure on us, a lot of talk about we were going to be released at that time. But we came back and we won 8 games. We beat Alabama 2 years in a row. We beat Auburn and Alabama in the same year. You know, a lot of times that's not going to happen. But we got those kids to believe. I mean, it was a tough, tough, hard situation, but you know, when they came around and they started believing, and I really think today by some of the sacrifices that we had to make while we were there and getting things turned around from an academic standpoint, getting the program off probation, which we inherited when we went there, is a reason why, you know, Dan Mullen is having a degree of success this there now.
Yeah, and that's something you think about, like the getting the most out of it. You get a walk-on like Dabo getting the most out of him. You get a Sean Alexander or Travis Henry. You coach some great ones and getting the most out of them. One of the things that I think one of the reasons why you're always up for jobs and was always your name was always mentioned for 20 years about jobs was the ability to work and how you work for them. I'll tell you this. I think I understand. Our fans might not understand it. How can you coach at Alabama and Tennessee, Coach? How can you coach at Clemson and South Carolina? It's a fans couldn't do it. You guys had to do it, though, and I know you worked just as hard at all those places.
Yes, I mean, you know, when you're in coaching, you never really know. You know, when I was here at Clemson the first time and somebody had told me that I coached at South Carolina, you know, wouldn't have believed it. And the same thing with the rivalry between Alabama at Tennessee, but that's just the way it goes. But one thing, Mickey, that I always tried to do, I didn't create enemies. You know, when you're out there on the road recruiting, you never know one day which guy might be able to help you get a job. So we were out there when I was competing against those schools and all. You know, I never tried to go in there and badmouth them, and they didn't badmouth me. And that was the thing that I was able to do. And, you know, Brad Scott, when he was an assistant at Florida State, you know, several times I would run into him on the road recruiting, and we always had a good experience together. And the same thing with Philip Fulmer's staff at Tennessee, Dan Brooks, John Chavis, Steve Caldwell, all of those guys, I got a chance to know them. And when jobs like that came up, especially if I didn't have one, you know, they would always try to help. And the same thing I would try to do for them. And, you know, when Dabo hired Dan Brooks here, you know, I went in and I made a big push for Dan because I knew the type of person that Dan was. I knew what he could bring to our program, especially with Dabo being a young coach. And it proved to be, you know, that way because Dan was an excellent guy for us here at Clemson. And we really miss him. He was over here last Thursday, went through the weight room. It was amazing to see how all the kids gravitated toward him.
It's doing it and doing it the right way, and I know you take a lot of pride in doing that, and working with some of the great ones out there. But is it? I'm put you on the spot here. Who's the best player ever coached? You coached some great ones. Can you narrow it down to one and say, man, that guy was the most talented player ever coached?
David Palm at Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy was just a phenomenal guy. I mean, he could play quarterback. You could put him at running back. He could play receiver. When he had the ball in his hands, he was going to make things happen. For instance, one day we were over to Ole Miss, and Jay Barker got hurt, was out of the game. We had our backup quarterback in, and we were struggling, and we were behind. And Coach Stallings walked up to Mal Moore, the coordinator at the time, and said, look, I want David in the game at quarterback. And so Mal said, Coach, let's go one more series. We'll go one more series. And he came back. He said, I want David in at quarterback. First play, he throws a touchdown strike to Kevin Lee down the sideline for a 7-8-yard score. Billy Brew at the time, the head coach, made mention after the game, but he was the most dynamic player that he had seen. They had him on the sideline, and we counted seven people that missed him, and he scored. And because of him doing what he did, we were able to win the game. And at the time, when he finished his last year at Alabama, only played 3 years, he finished third in the Heisman, and at that time, that was the highest finish by ever any Alabama football player.
You told me one time, I remember everything in the world you ever told me. You told me one time that when you walked into Alabama, it was a little bit different because it was an expectation level that every fan, every player, every coach, whatever, you expected to win every single game. Every game you walked into, you felt you're going to win. Are we there now? Has Dabo created that kind of culture here at Clemson now?
No doubt. This program is built to last, and Dabo and this program is going to have a lot of success here in the future. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, people kind of doubting this year because we lost so many guys on offense, but there's a lot of good football players here in this program, and we just got to plug them in. You know, all the coaches had an excellent chance to do that this spring, get a firsthand look at them, and then when we come back here starting in August to go back out on the field, you know, we'll be fine. We'll be fine, and that's one thing that I enjoy every day, sitting in staff meetings, seeing how Dabo has created a culture here with his coaches. He's been able to keep them. He has good continuity. And that's a big plus. When you can keep your coaches and they know you and they can go out on the road and recruit the type of players that you want. Our players, they do an excellent job of recruiting guys when they come in here on visits. Everybody in the building. And it's built to last. And Clemson fans will enjoy a lot of success here in the future.
I ask people this all the time. I've had guys like Bill Spires, who was around Coach Ford and Dabo. I'll ask you, for the Clemson fans out there, how is two national championship coaches here at Clemson, how's Dabo and Danny Ford, what do they have in common, and then what are the differences between the two?
Work ethic. I mean, both of them are driven guys. Both of them, I mean, they weren't born with a silver spoon in the mouth. Coach Ford had to work hard, you know, coming up to get to where he was. The same thing with Dabo. The difference is a little bit in philosophies. I mean, you know, Dabo believes in running the ball, but Coach Ford was a driven guy. We definitely were going to have a good running game, passing game, didn't even simulate what we are doing today in our passing game here. But both of them really believe in strong defense and a sound kicking game in order for you to have a degree of success. And I really enjoyed being around both of them and working for both of them. Coach Ford really believed in recruiting. I mean, he was a relentless recruiter. I mean, he would leave, wouldn't even be at practice a lot of time on Mondays. I mean, he would be out on the road in high schools because it was, you could do it at that time, and that's what he did. But the other thing about both of them, their players really loved them because they showed a lot of love for the players. And then in return, the players showed a lot of love for them.
All right, final one. I never asked you this. You got rings, man. You got national championship rings and Fiesta Bowls and Cotton Bowls and Sugar Bowls and all that. What do you do in that? Like, you collect all this stuff. I know you got a lot of pride with a lot of great big-time football memories over there. What's the McCorvey household? What do you do with all this stuff?
Oh, they in a safe place, very safe place. My aunt and I got our first grandson, and he'll be 19 months old at the end of this month, and he gonna enjoy looking at all of them. He gonna show them to all of his buddies, and he gonna have a bunch of them to show to them.
That's great. That's great. Hey, man, I always appreciate it. Love every conversation, and I told you this before, I'll tell you again. I learned something every time. We learned something today. Can't thank you enough. Continue success. Get ready for another great championship season around here, Coach.
Thank you, Mickey. Thank you.
All right, buddy. That's a good friend, Woody McCorvey, one of the all-time great ones out there. We'll take a short break, come back for more after this.
Time at Bojangles. Enjoy.